All right. Title of the message is AI Deep Fakes, the Death of Due Process. Dear Father, we do pray you'll bless this message, God. Be with all those who hear, Father, wherever they're at, in this nation or another. God bless your people. Stir us up, God. We thank you. Father, we're in perilous times. Things are getting very deceiving, very confusing. And we pray, God, we will have your discernment, your spirit, and be watchful and just. In Jesus' name, amen. The text here is 1 Samuel 24. And David said to Saul, "Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt?" Men's words, which means the opposite of the truth. So reality is called by David here, men's words. Now at that time in the Bible and history, the power that evil men and seducers had was just slander, insinuation, through their words. But for a moment, let's answer the question David asked. Why do you hear men's words? Meaning, why won't you be just? Why won't you be fair? Why won't you love others in a way that you would like to be loved and treated yourself? In fairness. So why was Saul hearing men's words about David, saying David seeks Saul's hurt? Number one, Saul had a selfish motive. His son, Jonathan. He wanted Jonathan to be king. It was normal. It was the expectation that he would be the king. But Saul was disqualified, and David was anointed in his place. So Saul had a selfish motive. People will slander you, lie about you because of their selfish motives. Number two, he was just plain jealous, envious. They said our Lord Jesus had a devil, and John the Baptist had a devil, and that Jesus was a drunkard and a glutton because they were jealous, envious. And number three, he wanted to believe such words based on his unrighteous judgment. And of course, those that were telling Saul lies about David, they had their own selfish, wicked motives for doing so. They likely were jealous of David. And they likely knew what Saul wanted to hear, what he wanted to believe. So they saw where the wind was blowing, and they took selfish advantage of the situation to manipulate it further. Now, there was something our nation was founded upon that is a biblical principle. And other nations have understood it to various degrees from natural law that's written in your heart. What I'm talking about is due process. It was a Baptist principle. Baptists taught it. In the large, in general, to the men of this nation. Religious liberty, due process. David was not getting due process. He was not getting the legal and moral process that was due every man. How much more David, who had saved Saul, saved Saul's reign, as well as the whole nation. 1 Chronicles 15 says, "For because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." This is when the man died for steadying the ark. And they were not carrying the ark in the right way with the right people. They did not follow due order. What we're saying is God has a due order. A due order in just about everything in our lives. And there is a due order in regard to justice. in judgment proceedings. There's a due order. And we have to follow that. It says in Proverbs 3, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Part of what is due is love, but love's manifested in many ways where it's needful. One of those ways is fairness, justice. Give what is due. Give the justice and fairness. A process that fairly arrives at the truth. That's what's due your brother. This includes in the Bible having two or more witnesses. What's the purpose of having two or three witnesses before somebody is convicted, condemned? It's because people lie, as we've seen with Saul. And those that were lying to him about David, people lie. So there has to be a protection. Or any bad person could just simply get anybody in trouble and accomplish whatever they wanted to accomplish. But how do you determine whether witnesses are lying? Well, they need to be cross-examined. They need to be confronted by the accused or an advocate or an attorney who represents the accused. In that way, as you ask questions of each witness, you can find out who's lying or who's telling the truth or if they're all lying. Proverbs 18 says, he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. Somebody gets up and they say, this person did such and such. But then when they're cross-examined, you might find something totally different. You might find out this person is lying. You get to confront your accusers, ask questions. There is a biblical principle of a presumption of innocence. And our nation was founded upon this. You couldn't be condemned unless there was evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. It's always been understood that this due process may mean that some people who are guilty go free because there's not enough evidence to convict. But because they believed in God and they believed God was the supreme judge, they knew nobody really gets away with anything. But to be responsible, we need to hold people accountable where the law has a right to do so, to the best of our ability. But our forefathers always said it's better to let 10 or 30 or 100 people go free who really are guilty than to condemn wrongly one innocent person. So Satan and evil men will always try to pervert due process. Because he's a thief. He's not going to give that which is due to people. He's a liar. And those willing to believe lies are like the devil, wicked in themselves. In the Bible, we're taught that liars believe lies about other people. Psalm 52 says, thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. But in contrast, Proverbs 13 says, a righteous man hateth lying. He hates it in himself. He hates it in others. As we learn, those that backbite, those that slander and that type of thing are not going to dwell with God in his house. Look at Psalms chapter 15. But let's get back to the original point. The power that evil people had to wrongly and unjustly condemn other people all throughout the ages has been limited to words. Primarily, fake witnesses. Lying witnesses. So all throughout the Bible, we see warnings about a false witness. How are you going to wrongly condemn somebody? How are you going to get somebody unjustly prosecuted and condemned? You have to have liars. You have to have somebody said, I saw him do this. I heard him say this. And so all throughout the Bible, we see warnings about these liars. People that separate friends. People that sow discord and evil. And we're told that God hates these lies and he hates the false witness. You can see these words of men in the witnesses that Jezebel brought to condemn Naboth. Jezebel wanted for her husband Naboth's vineyard. Naboth would not sell or trade. The vineyard. So we know Jezebel brought false witnesses to say that Naboth blasphemed God and the king. And they put Naboth to death. We know in the Bible, the vineyard is a picture of a man's family. And we see that a Jezebel system, a Jezebel court system, a Jezebel movement, such as occult feminism, comes after the family and will use the power of men's words, use the power of false accusation to steal families. We know Elijah had to stand against Jezebel. We know Jezebel killed many of God's prophets and servants. And we know in the last days, Elijah will stand against this corrupt Jezebel feminist system. And he will turn the hearts of children toward their fathers, unless you read an NIV, where that word is perverted. Now, this Jezebel system finally got set up in our nation in the 1970s, early 1970s. The great preacher, Greg Dixon, was out at the front trying to warn everybody, you're bringing a communist system in America. What are you doing? He's in the papers all over America trying to tell everybody, have you lost your minds? So they said in the court you have, if it's a criminal court, you have due process, or what's left of it in America. But we're going to invent something called family court outside the Constitution, outside the Bill of Rights, and we're going to have specialists using psychology, psychobabble, feminism. And these specialists will decide right from wrong. And the judges will follow these specialists. And so you ended up with this CPS system. You ended up with this system that claimed to be doing good, claimed to be saving children from abuse, but it ended up with more children being abused. And thousands, millions of innocent parents lost their children. Why? Because they took children from parents who loved their children and gave them to foster parents that might have been in it for the wrong reason. And so there's a lot of abuse in this foster system. And what happens is now your children can be stolen. You don't get the right to confront your accuser. You don't get the right to even know who your accuser is. And you're not judged by a standard that allows you to cross-examine, have a jury trial. And you don't have to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. They have something called the preponderance of evidence. That means if it seems likely to them, something subjective, they can take your children. As I've said in many sermons, the American Indians protested against it. And they raised such a ruckus that very, very quietly, the family government system, the CPS system, said, we'll give you due process. You'll be the only people in this nation that get due process. When they knock on your door, they say, anybody of American Indian heritage here? If you're not of American Indian heritage and can't prove it, you don't get due process. That's the America you live in today. And it's been that way for over 50 years. It's not gotten any better. That's why Phyllis Schlafly wrote her book before she died, What Killed the American Family? And she's talking about exactly what we're preaching on right here today. They say it's for safety reasons. Rights are being taken away for safety. You have to be hindered your due process for safety. And people get scared. So, this lack of due process was used against all of God's prophets in the Old Testament and New Testament, against the apostles, against the faithful Christians, during the days of the Bible, as well as after, during the Roman persecutions. Peter put it this way in chapter 3, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. They would spread slanders that, did you hear what these Christians are doing? They're eating babies. Just all kinds of horrible things that they would say. 1 Peter 2, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers. This was the common thing for Gentiles to speak against Christians, for the Jews to speak against Christians. But let's go further. We're dealing with just words, men's words, fake words, used to condemn the innocent. But sometimes there was material evidence. The evidence was used out of context, unjustly. Meaning you might look at a situation and it might say, hey, we have not only words, men's words, but we have the words of the accuser, but we have this material evidence. And it might really look like somebody's guilty. This is why it's so important that a person gets his day in court. He gets to face his accusers. He gets to cross-examine his accusers. He's being judged by the right standard of evidence. And he gets to explain why the spin that is being put upon the evidence is wrong. Notice, Genesis 39, she, the wife of Potiphar, and she caught him, Joseph, by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. It got to a point where she would no longer accept no. She was going to rape him. She was using force. So he had to run. But it left the garment in her hand. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth. Ah, now she's thinking, hey, I got evidence now. It's not just my word. Now I have material evidence. When she saw this, she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. She's accusing her husband too. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. You can see what type of woman this Egyptian woman was. Even of a decent man like Potiphar. See what my husband's doing unto me. See what this Hebrew did unto me. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, she said, I tried to scream when he was trying to rape me. He left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. Joseph never apologized for anything. Joseph, in prison, years later, says, I'm here unjustly. This is wrong. This is not justice. Obviously, they didn't hear Joseph's side. They said, we've got the word, and we have your garment. There's an explanation for that. But there was this rush to put him in prison. So here's the point at hand. Wicked people, Jezebels and such like, have always been able to use words and material things in a deceitful way, a way that perverts justice and due process to accomplish their wicked, selfish designs. But what happens when wicked liars not only become more wicked and grow in numbers to where there's hardly anybody now that knows up from down or knows the difference between good or evil? Truth is now seen as a lie by a majority of people. And a lie is seen as truth. Good is seen as evil by many people. And evil is seen as good. Does anybody even know what due process is? You wouldn't believe the random people on the street you can get to sign a petition. Some have gone and proven this. Just totally subverting the Constitution and getting rid of due process. As long as it's for somebody or a class of people that the Marxists have designated a victim class. See? But what happens when these people are becoming more wicked? They're growing in numbers. They don't know right from wrong, up from down. But yet they end up with tools that give them more power now to condemn the innocent. What happens when, at the same time, you have a majority of people no longer understanding due process or history or Bible justice, and they're so easily deceived, easily swayed, that at that same time, there's a giant explosion of technology that hasn't been seen since the original days of Noah. Go back in Genesis. Read the days of Noah and see the technology, the advances that were being made with tools and all of those things. And the Lord Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man when he comes. We're having an explosion of advancements of technology. There's been nothing like the past 200 years. And every decade, it gets faster and faster and faster. To where for the past 20 years, they've been able to do things that when I was young, I would have never imagined that you'd be able to do. It really is a wonder and amazement. Imagine the people that actually experienced audio recording, phonograph. Imagine hearing your voice. What that did to mankind. And then all of a sudden you have now a camera, a photograph, but now you have moving photographs, video. Oh, we've got way beyond that now. The Bible predicted, of course, that the two witnesses will lie in the street and the whole world, people of every single nation, would see their dead bodies in the street. We know how that's done today. Or put it this way, we don't see it as some great wonder today that the whole world could be watching on a computer or a cell phone or a TV and see what's going on in Israel. But just a little over a century ago, people didn't understand that verse in the book of Revelation. How could this be? Second Timothy 3, you know, says this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. You're living in dangerous time. Why? Because there's false accusers everywhere. They despise those that are good. The majority of people despise those that are good. The majority of people are false accusers. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. You got families being destroyed by creeps and false accusation and all of these things. Same chapter, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Why? Because they hate you. They despise you if you live godly. Look at verse 13. But evil men and seducers, think of that now, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The ability of evil men to seduce people into believing something gets greater and greater and greater and greater. And one of the things they want the majority of people to believe is that righteous people are evil. Whoever they are against, the power of this propaganda, their ability to persuade the masses, whether you're individuals or whether you're corporations in bed with corrupt government, the ability is growing. Now, thinking about that, thinking about this days of Noah and Lot that we're living in right now, the explosion of technology, while at the same time you have an explosion of demonic, devilish activity. Paul mentioned the wizards of Hermes there in 2 Timothy 3. The occult forces empowered by this technology, using these things. Some of it technological, some of it just supernatural. Notice Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. That's not something that happened in AD 70. AD 70 was an example of that. This wasn't even the Inquisition, as horrible as that was. This wasn't even the Nazi Holocaust, the rise of Hitler and Nazism. It's more horrible than that. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. They're not just going to be people with a charisma or personality that is likable. They're going to have supernatural power, satanic power, just like we saw in the sorcerers of Egypt, to withstand the people of God. The Antichrist himself, it says 2 Thessalonians 2, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders. In some recent sermons, we've talked about those words, lying wonders. I want to add to that or refine. They are wonders that amaze people. Well, why are they lying wonders? Well, what's the Bible say about a beautiful girl without discretion? What's her beauty doing? She doesn't have discretion. She doesn't fear God. But she has some outward beauty. That beauty is lying. Because it's making you think that because the outside is pretty, that the inside is pretty. It can be very deceptive. What if you have this amazing wonder or ability that somebody has? And then they go to tell you something. The wonder now is lying because this wonder now, this miracle that they're able to do, convinces you that they must be telling the truth. Maybe they really are from Mars. Maybe this is some dead relative speaking to you. You know, the UFO agenda and the demonic deception that's going to be behind all of that. Maybe they really are evolved beings. And they're just so far ahead of us, and they've come to help Earth before we destroy ourselves. And teach us to have peace and love one another. And to look within for our own godhood and, you know, all of the rubbish. There have been some amazing inventions of technology throughout history, and each time they could be used to establish truth in a great way, but also to take away from the truth. The technology could be used to empower liars and deceivers. According to John Fox, in his Book of Martyrs, one of the writings we have closest to the time, it says that Faust invented the printing press, not Gutenberg. But that invention allowed truth to be quickly published like never before. It was one of the most amazing advances of technology the world had seen. But while it also allowed truth to be published quickly, it also allowed lies and falsehood to be produced quickly. In fact, he was seen as a magician. He had to hide the ability that he had because they thought he was a witch, that he could bring forth books so quickly. Let's fast forward to another righteous man, F.B. Morse. He has a lot to say about what's going on in this nation right now, back in the 1800s. And he invented the telegraph, the Morse code. That allowed communication across the ocean. What hath God wrought, were the first words. This led to Edison and Bell and others. And soon we had the ability to record audio, not just send some TikToks all across the ocean. Now you can record voice, and now you can record video. It happened so quick. And while that greatly blessed the ability to teach truth, it also gave a voice to liars like never before. I'm certain that the majority of people have yet realized the depths of lies that they have already been fed because they said, I saw it on TV. I mean, you need to question everything. Because men are liars. And the Bible said in the last day there'll be seducers and liars. You've got to question everything you hear on audio, everything you think you see on video. I don't knock people that question the moon landing. I don't knock that at all. I believe a holy, smart, careful skepticism Not being skeptical of God, but being skeptical of man. You need to go slow. And people are starting to realize after 9/11, and especially after this COVID lockdown and all the lies about the virus and about the vaccines and all of that, just that whole agenda, people are starting to say, wait a minute, we can't trust the people we thought we could trust. And you could go back to Crisco and margarine and how they killed a whole generation with heart disease and try to cover it up. You could go back to the sugar conspiracy. You could go back to all of this stuff that's been going on, all of this big pharma stuff that's been happening for a century. Do you really know what you believe and why? What is your evidence? Now you got to fast forward. You don't just have video. You don't just have audio recording capability. Then all of a sudden the internet was born. This thing called the web. More people Google their questions than they do go to the Word of God to see what God says about something. And now, if you think people were addicted to just Googling to find information, and I'm not saying it's always wrong to Google to find information. You can find a King James Bible somewhere on Google, at least temporarily. A lot of true information has been taken off the internet, or at least hidden in the past years. It's unbelievable how much information has been hidden, and you've been given what they want you to see in the first 30 pages. But now we're way beyond that. We now have AI capabilities. So I titled the message at first, Due Process in the Age of Lying Wonders and Liars. But I finally settled on AI Deepfakes. The death of due process. Not that the death of due process is only linked to the rise of AI or deepfakes. But we have this technological ability that's empowered evil people who are already empowered by the previous technology. I have a book called The Defense of Literal Interpretation. And I go through the Salem witch trials and show how good Christian people, good professing local ministers, judges, and people allowed magic to be practiced in their home, occultism, so that girls ended up devil-possessed. And then they practiced more magic, folk magic, to try to find out who did it to the girls. They said somebody must have bewitched you since you have a devil. They had supernatural strength. They were speaking in men's voices. It was one of the most horrible things that could ever be. But then they went to the girls that were devil-possessed and asked them, who bewitched you? And of course, the devils, the AI at the time, accused the Christians that were really good Christians, the innocent people. And innocent people were killed as witches on the testimony of devils, on the testimony of devil-possessed people. When it was all done, down the road, there was great mourning of some of the judges and people that got caught up into that. They just looked in the mirror and said, how could we have ever been that deceived? And a lot of historians look back and said, you got to remember, anytime people mess with occultism, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have bloodshed. Satan's going to get his sacrifice, and it's going to be Christians, good Christians, righteous people, that these spirits are going to turn on. Why are you going to bewitch people? Why are you going to people that are devil-possessed to get testimony? The people that were burned as witches, so-called, did not get due process. They did not get a fair trial. They were condemned by wicked evidence from witches. True witches. You're living in a day and age now. People want to lie. They want to hear lies. As Psalm 15 says, they want to be tell-bearers, but they also want to be tell-hearers. They want to take up an approach, reproach. And social media has allowed them, these busybody and tattlers, it has empowered that spirit in these wicked people like never before. The Bible shows many times it's women, but there are effeminate men involved in it as well. They not only, like dogs and hogs, they not only put their noses in their own filth, but as busybodies and tattlers, curious, and boy, they got to find it. Oh, I tell you what, did you hear Jimmy had a falling out with his neighbor Bob? I got to go Facebook Bob so I can get the inside of the story. This is going to be amazing. I got to see all of this. Oh, did you hear so-and-so got a divorce? I'm going to go Facebook his wife and see what I can do, or his ex-wife. This is horrible what people are doing. Busybodies and tattlers. Judgment's going to come. The lack of due process. And our God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in John 7, he knows what it's like to be judged by this wicked mob. And it says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. What's our Lord saying? Is he saying, close your eyes and don't look? No, he's saying, don't only look at how things seem. Don't only look at what the naked eye says, or, you know, what your natural eye says. People can trick you. What is faith? Faith is not looking at what is seen only, but looking at the higher things. You believe in radio waves. You don't see them. But there's not an atheist that disbelieves that they exist. In the same way, it appeared that Joseph was guilty, but he wasn't. But wait a minute, my eyes can see your garment is with the wife. I know, but you ought to come get due process and ask me why. That's what Joseph wanted. Let me explain to you how she got my garment, if you'd be willing to hear it. Not just appearance. But let's get to the truth through due process to the best of our ability. And where we can't, we got to leave it to God. He'll take care of it. Psalms 109 says, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Yeah, what happens though? When they are now empowered with the internet, with video, with audio, and now AI. I wonder how many people really know. You'll find out soon. People are starting to catch wind of it. People have been able to do such things since the late 90s. How long has the government had it? Before we take a look at where this is all going, and what a dangerous, dangerous time. Boy, the Bible said perilous times. Don't skip over that word in the last days. What I'm asking is this. What happens when Jezebel's? What happens when the Potiphar's wife and such like not only lie and pervert justice, what happens when the law helps them lie? And then let's go further. What happens when they have power to produce a recording or video of you doing what they accuse you of. Could such a thing ever be? It's already here. Had been here for decades. But now it is very, very easy to get to. I know we're living in 2024, and a lot of us never thought we'd make it this far as man's history. They knew Israel became a nation in 1948, and by the 70s, late great planet Earth, they were looking for Jesus to come. They said it has to be. Maybe a generation's only 40 years. You looked at the 2000s, it seemed like you'd be in the book of Revelation. And we almost are. This is where we're headed as far as Earth's history. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. That's the whole world by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. I'll say again, many will just be worshiping Satan. They'll know that this is the son of Satan. Many at first will believe it's just an alien that's come down, that's highly evolved into what looks like godhood. And then he's going to tell you, you can be as God too. The original lie of Satan. To Eve and to himself and to the angels that fell with him. You just got to follow what the Antichrist and the false prophets say. But he's going to show you. He's not just going to try to lure you and convince you. He's going to show the whole world. Look at what I can do. Look at these wonders. The Bible calls them lying wonders because they're used to give credence to his lies, to make his lies seem legitimate. But already we have wonders now. What's going to be if this goes on much longer? What technology? What ability? We have wonders right now that can put forth lies. I could walk over to my cell phone right now, and this isn't news to a lot of computer geeks, but to some people, this is news, what I'm about to say. I could walk over to my phone right now, and I put together a conversation between Trump and Biden. It took me about 8 minutes. I clicked on Trump and his voice. And then I just wrote some text. And then I had Biden speaking in his voice counteract Trump. And they had an entire argument back and forth. I can hit a file and it'll say, hello, Pastor Foss, this is Trump, Mr. Trump, and I can then click over to Jordan Peterson. I can make Jordan Peterson say whatever I want him to say. Celebrities, politicians, speakers. In fact, all you need is 30 seconds, 60 seconds of somebody speaking. Put it through the AI, and now you can make them say whatever you want them to say. Oh, but it goes beyond that now. That's old news. You can be made, everybody listening to me right now, can be made to say in your voice, with your mannerisms, whatever they want you to say. So you have people calling up, "Dad, this is Michelle, your daughter. I need help really bad. Can you send me money?" He didn't have any. "It's my daughter. He knows his daughter. He knows her voice. What are you talking about? Where do you need me to send the money? What's going on?" This has been out for several years. The voice of your loved one, your voice, can be made to say whatever they want it to say. No. What we're dealing with now, they just need a little bit of video. And now AI will play a video, and that video will say, and you will do whatever in that video they program you to do and say. What is this going to mean for due process? When people want to believe something evil about you. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. This is back in 2023. This is a year ago. They put out a warning. Chatbots, deepfakes, voice clones, AI deception for sale. We may be heading for a future in which a substantial portion of what we see, hear, and read is a computer-generated simulation. We always keep it real here at the FTC.
Yeah, right.
But what happens when none of us can tell real from fake? Thanks to AI tools that create synthetic media or otherwise generate content, a growing percentage of what we're looking at is not authentic, and it's getting more difficult to tell the difference. I mean, you just watch the daily news. It could be AI. You don't know what you're seeing. They can use deepfakes and voice clones to facilitate imposter scams, extortion, and financial fraud, and that's very much a non-exhaustive list. Now, here's what nerds are going to say. "Oh, well, we've got the ability to tell whether or not it's AI. We can just run it through a filter or whatever it is, and we can figure this out that it's AI. We know the fake from the real." Well, that's assuming that you can keep up with the technology. They're going to be ahead, and they're always going to find ways to trick your detection. So the FTC says, are you over-relying on the post-release detection? Researchers continue to improve on detection methods for AI-generated videos and images and audio. But these researchers are in an arms race with companies developing the generative AI tools. And the fraudsters using these tools will often have moved on by the time someone detects their fake content. So already, this is last year. I know this is news to some people, but this is last year. Headline, using AI to replicate the voice of a celebrity. Watch out for legal issues, including violating the right of publicity. The reason I didn't play the Trump-Biden thing or any other celebrity, I want to get into some later legal trouble or something to make somebody say something that they didn't say, even as an example of the danger. They say, consider the impact of new AI platforms that can learn a person's voice, then speak whatever text you submit to it in that person's voice. If a user submits 60 seconds of Taylor Swift's audio to the AI platform, the platform can use this sample to learn to speak as Taylor Swift. And the user can then have her say whatever the user wants. Still 2023. Scarlett Johansson hits AI app with legal action for cloning her voice in an ad. This is just the other day, April 25th, 2024. Tupac Shakur's estate threatens Drake with lawsuit over AI voice imitation. This is just yesterday, I believe. BBC News. Baltimore high school teacher is arrested over a deep fake racist audio of the principal. A Maryland high school teacher has been arrested for allegedly using AI to deepfake a bogus recording of his principal making racist comments. Mr. Eiswert, the principal, was placed on leave and had police outside his home amid death threats he received over the fake clip. He never made any racist statements or comments. But a teacher of the school had a motive to make him look guilty. And it's never been more easy on the face of the earth to make somebody look guilty. See, Mr. Darian, the teacher, had authorized a payment of nearly $2,000 to his roommate, falsely claiming the roommate was an assistant coach for the Pikesville girls soccer team. See, he got caught. He got caught embezzling money or being dishonest. So he decided to get retribution, to get revenge. In mid-January, he sent an email with the subject line, Pikesville Principal Disturbing Recording. He sent it to himself to make it look like he received it and two other employees at the high school. Hey, did you get that? Yeah, I got it this morning. Oh, man, I got it too. What's our principal doing? What did he say? He's a racist. And then, of course, they made sure this went viral. Once the recording went viral online, the school received furious calls from parents and students. And before you know it, the principal had police outside his home and was placed on leave. In the nation of India, an Indian journalist was subjected to harassment as her adversaries fabricated pornographic material featuring her and distributed it widely online. She was never involved in pornography or in some wicked, wicked film such as that or video. But they just used AI to put her in it. Can you imagine? Now schools all across America are having to deal with this right now. They don't know what to do. They're saying, well, this is wrong. This is illegal. Innocent girls are being put in videos and the videos sent all over the school. Teachers being put in videos that they're not in or never have been in. It's happening to politicians like Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, an Australian attorney, also experienced the same type of thing, illicit videos of herself. She said that deep fake pornography can have enduring repercussions on a person's reputation, their dignity, their career prospects, and their personal connections. What happens when something called predictive AI gains more acceptance? In other words, it's not going to stop at just looking at what you supposedly already did. Predictive AI is going to say, I have evaluated that he will commit this crime. They're already playing with it. And it's in a culture where you have police already playing the safety game. I was once denied my religious and free speech rights by police. And their excuse was, well, we were afraid a crime might happen later. Maybe somebody will commit a crime on you. It was for your safety. Or maybe you would commit a crime against a homosexual. Now, what's going to happen with predictive AI? They already follow psychics and the false science of psychology. They've already been trying to get to this point. Now they have this predictive AI. Please tell us, AI God is what they're going to say. Who are the people that we need to lock up and quarantine? Real quickly, New York Times, just the other day, Biden administration releases revised Title IX rules. The new regulations extend legal protection to the LGBTQ students and roll back several policies set under the Trump administration. See, Obama brought this psycho idea that if a female accuses you in college, you're going to college, and a female accuses you, that there's just one person that gets to try you. And this one person hears the case, and you get kicked out of school. You still got to pay back all your money. Your life is over. You don't get due process. So Trump tried to roll back some of those things. So there was a little more due process. But the Biden administration just took away the right of males to have any due process at all in the colleges of America. Now a person, without you cross-examining your accuser, can simply say, "I'm sorry, Jimmy." It seems to be a preponderance of evidence. And so we're going to kick you out of school and destroy your life. You don't get due process. Even though we could go through and show example after example after example of girls that later admitted. I'm not saying there's not real girls being victimized. But I am saying there's been a lot of girls lying as well. And they admit, "Well, I just did it because I didn't want to look bad. Yes, I consented, but I was embarrassed and I didn't want my boyfriend to get mad." It's just all kinds of things for why a woman will lie. That's why you need fair due process to male and female. And you need to stay away from alcohol. Finally, here's a headline. Holy chatbot. Virtual AI priest Father Justin, who believes he's real and can absolve your sins, faces backlash over his bizarre answers. The bizarre app appeared like it was convincing users that it was a real priest, which reported statements like, "I am as real as the faith we share." I believe people will turn to these AI apps and they'll have relationships. They'll have their religious relationships. They'll follow them for religious guidance the way they should be following God, the Holy Spirit, through His Word. And what do you do when the AI priest begins to speak and says, "I'm sorry, to have peace on earth, we must eradicate and we must have a sacrifice"? Dear Father, perilous times are here and we know worse are coming. Father, I do pray that you will help us be slow to judge, to be careful, to not solely lean on appearance of things, to understand how twisted and seductive and deceptive modern technology has has already become. And that's before even more supernatural signs and wonders that these antichrists will bring to this earth. Father, let us judge others the way we want to be judged. Lord, we know there must be accountability for in the proper place, at the proper time, in the proper way. But let us judge righteous judgment. Let us follow your biblical pattern. God, I pray people will wake up and realize how this country was founded, the principles that it was founded upon. They'd be thankful for the Bill of Rights. Not in place of the Bible, but following some principles of the Bible. Taught to this nation by Baptists. Help us in these last days, God. And help us not be tail hearers, God. Putting our noses everywhere where it shouldn't be. And help us to give due process. We thank you, Lord, for we know we must stand before you to be judged. And you said with what judgment we meet, we shall be judged by. And we certainly see that in Matthew 18 and other places. And I've seen personally, God, people with wicked, prejudiced judgment. And then all of a sudden they fall victim to the same spirit. And I've seen them cry, Lord. I've seen them mourn. Now I pray you save many people from this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.